Baruch Hashem. So, we are in Torah, Lamed Aleph, 31 in Likutei Moharan, page 91 in this edition, on the left side, on the right column. Maybe it's something like 20 minutes from the end of that column. And it's written. That everything is not complete with a lacking when you don't have faith. וכן התורה and also the Torah גם כן חסרה בלי אמונה is also not complete without faith. A man should have faith when he's learning. ועל כן אמרו רבותינו זכרונם לברכה, and this is why our rabbis told us in ברכה, in מסכת מכות, בא דוד ועמידן על 11, that David the Melech came and established all Torah mitzvot on 11 obligations. By Yishaya ve'emidan al shesh, came Yishaya in the later generation and established all Torah mitzvot on 6. Nimtza shechaser gam ken echad min haminyan. Again, it's 11 and 6 and not 12 and 7. Mechuvan mamash, exactly the same like we learned yesterday. Kemo shamru etzel tzedaka 6 ve-11, like that they were talking about charity 6 and 11. Ki haTorah chasera beli emunah, because the Torah is with a lacking when it doesn't have faith. Veze shamru, and this is what they said, ad until sheba Chavakuk, that came Chavakuk ve-midan al-achat, and established it all on one. וצדיק באמונתו יחיה, and a righteous man gonna live according to his faith. What is that Chavakuk? You want to know what's the secret of Chavakuk? Chabad Breslev Kuk. This is the secret of Chavakuk. Only when you have Ahavat Israel, a righteous man, a Rebbe, like Rav Shalom said in the Hilulah of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that a Rebbe of Am Israel have to be a Rebbe of all of Am Israel. A Rebbe of Am Israel cannot be a Mashpia in Breslev, he cannot be a Chabadnik, he cannot be a Hasid of I don't know who, he cannot be. Then he can be a Rebbe of Chabad, he can be a Rebbe of Breslev, he can be a Ram, and teach a certain Shi'ur in Yeshiva, Magid Shi'ur. Very good. It's all very good jobs with good salaries and everything. But to be a Rebbe shel kol b'nei Yisrael, Rebbe, it's the letters of the words Rosh b'nei Yisrael. Rebbe, Rosh b'nei Yisrael. You have to be the head of all of Am Yisrael. It means you have to care about all of Am Yisrael, to love all of Am Yisrael, to accept all of Am Yisrael. And then you can have faith. Because every man, every Jew in Am Yisrael, he is a letter of the Torah Kedosha. And when you disqualify one of the letters, when you said something bad on one of the letters, means if you're not accepting with faith what that letter, what that man is doing and causing in your life, so you're erasing one letter from the Torah, from the Chumash, from the five books of Torah Kedosha, from the 600,000 letters of the Chumash. And if you decided that you're just going to ruin the word that calls Bil'am, or just Par'o, or the word Harasha, the evil, or something bad, only the 98 curses, you're going to erase them, you disqualify the Sefer Torah. You don't have your Sefer Torah if one letter is missing, even if it's in the Parashot of the curses, in the Tzach Kralot. Even if it's the word Par'o, if it's the word Esav, if it's the word Rasha, if... You're not allowed to erase one letter. You have to love that letter. You have to understand that this is the face of Hashem, and to accept it with faith. And if you don't have faith, you cannot accept it. You cannot accept that there is a Savar Rasha walking between us, that there is Paro, that there is Haman Rasha, that there is Bil'am Rasha. How can you accept Bil'am Rasha? You can accept Bil'am. Can be in the same apartment of yours, can be in the same house with you. You can live with Bil'am in the same life, in the same neighborhood. You have to make, how do you call all of those flyers? You have to, how do you call those flyers? No, Pashkevilim. You have to take Pashkevilim to write on them immediately. No, that man, have to excommunicate him. Take him out of our camp. No. disqualifying their own Sefer Torah. If you hate a Jew, lo tisna et achicha bilvavecha. Even more so, not in your mouth, not in your actions. You're not allowed to hate him in your heart. Even inside, you're not allowed to hate him. But he is mamash. Oh, you have those eyes to tell me who is a Jew and who is Erev Rav. You know about yourself that you're a Jew. You have. You know that. You don't know nothing about yourself. You don't know about your wife. You don't know about your children. You don't read even Sefer Shara Gilgulim. Not to talk about understanding what's written in it. You haven't even read that book. So to understand what the secrets of the Gilgulim, to know who is Erev Rav, who is Rasha, who's got hope, who doesn't have hope, who there is halacha on him that you have to kill him, that you're not allowed to let him come to the yeshiva. How do you know? You can never tell, you can never know. You don't know nothing about no one. We don't have that ability. And if we're thinking that we can, so we're erasing one letter from our own Sefer Torah. If you are erasing, you are that one that is erasing. If you took one out, you took it from yourself. You don't know. Maybe you haven't. Maybe you made it. Maybe you done something good. But it's not the way of life. It's not the way of life. To have a real way of life, it's to have good midot, to work on your nature, to love everyone, to accept everyone. Someone asked the Rav Shalom that it's not allowed to teach to the Erev Rav. To those souls of Erev Rav, you're not allowed to teach them. So Rav Shalom said, if you're not allowed to teach them, so let's stop saying Divrei Torah, let's not open classes. You cannot check, you know, it's not an ID or a passport in the entrance to check if you're Erev Rav or if you're a Jew. You cannot know in the world, b'chaim ata lo yachol ladat. You can never tell. How are you going to say, how are you going to know? You cannot tell. So now you're not allowed to tell. You're not allowed to teach. You're not allowed to teach Torah. You have to teach, and you have to do everything, and you have to pray that only worthy students are going to come to your shiurim. You're doing your effort. And in every situation, we have to have faith. We have to have faith. We have to have Hashem Yitbarach with us, and to ask and to beg to Hashem Yitbarach, please Hashem, guide me in your path, that I'm going to know how to serve you, how to teach, how to learn, how to talk to people, how to do hafatzah. So came Chavakuk and established all Torah mitzvot on one mitzvah. V'tzadik, and a righteous man, be'emunato yichyeh. He's going to live according to his faith. Ki al yedei ha'emuna nishlam ha'Torah. Because only by faith you can complete all of the Torah. Like we said, if you're keeping all Torah mitzvot but you don't have faith, it's like you haven't done nothing. It's not completed. It's not standing. You're going to go to a minyan in the morning in the night, and you don't believe that Hashem is accepting your tefillot. So what are you doing in that minyan? You're going and you're circumcised your son, and you think that it's cruelty. You don't understand that it's the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, merciness of Hashem Yitbarach. You married a wife and you don't love her. You don't understand that she is your wife, that she is your shidduch, that you should be with her, that you should support her. You don't accept it with faith. So what are you doing? Why are you getting married with them? If you don't understand that it's Hashem, that Beiti Bet Hashem, that my house is the house of Hashem, what are you doing? Ruining a Bat Israel's life? Going to a minyan to be a kofer in that minyan? Now they're saying Kaddish, the Kaddish is not being accepted because of you, because a kofer in the way. You cannot. Not allowed to join them. We're joining the Reshaim in Yom Kippur. You're allowed to join the Reshaim. If there is someone that is kofer in a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the minyan, and the minyan is standing on it, if there is minyan metzumtzam of 10 people, one of them don't believe in Hashem Yitbarach, you don't have a minyan. You don't have tzibur. You have to have people that believe in Hashem, people that are mechavnim to the Amen, people that are mechavnim. Like Rav Shalom said, tfilah betzibur mitkabelet. Only a prayer in public has been accepted. But if there is no prayer, if those people are reading from the seder, it's not been accepted. Even they can be 100,000 people in that minyan, it will not going to be accepted if there is no tefillah over there. You have to have tefillah over there. It's not that 1,000 people in a Bet Knesset, it's been accepted. No, tefillah. Someone, minimum one, have to stand and pray. Someone have to talk to Hashem. So if you don't have faith, all of the things are lacking. And this was the meaning, the intention of the Tana, שהתחיל במשנה, that he started the Mishnah, יציאות השבת, שתיים שאין ארבע, כיצד? Oh, you learned it. יציאות השבת 2 שאין 4 יציאות השבת I say יציאות take out and in and out I say יציאות
no, I know, Shabbat.
What?
Shabbat.
Yes.
Going out of Shabbat.
Going out
of
Shabbat?
Exiting.
No, that's not it. If you got it, so it's good. I understand it in
taking
Hebrew.
Out.
If you understand
out.
It.
Taking out.
Yes, those.
Taking out.
Yes, I understand it. Shen shtai, shtem shtai, shtaim shen arba, to the therefore, ketzad, how? He'ani v'chulei, so the poor person, pashate ani et yado lifnim, the poor person gave his back inside. Shebetchilat Shabbat, that in the beginning of Shabbos, hitchil techef v'mitzvah tzedakah. He started with the obligation of charity, with the mitzvah of tzedakah. Leramez, to teach, to hint us. Shebeshabbat, that in Shabbos, nishlam, completing, umeira, and illuminating, hatzdakah kanal, the charity like we learned. Shemesh beShabbat, that sun in Shabbos, tzedakah la'anim, it's charity for the poor people. Ki al yedei Shabbat, because by Shabbos, shehu bechinot emunah, that it's an aspect of faith, like we said, that in Shabbat, where everyone, the creation is testifying that Hashem created the world in 6 days, and in the seventh day he was resting, nishlam, completing, umeira hatzdakah, and illuminating the charity. Val yedehem, and by that, nitmalu haberachot shehayu chaserim. All of the blessings that were lacking being fulfilled. Ki emuna, because faith, hu mekor habrachot, it's the source of all blessings. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written, ish emunot rav brachot. A man of faith, Rav Brachot, he's got a lot of blessings. Faith, it means that he believes in every situation that it's all from Hashem Yitbarach. Now that he's got few faith, means that he just believes in Hashem Yitbarach in all of the situations. He believes that it's not his wife, just it's Hashem Yitbarach. He believes that it's not a police officer, it's Hashem Yitbarach. It's not a ticket, it's not a report, it's not a fine. It's not even a rav, it's not mikveh. It's written mikveh Hashem. Moshio, the tahara, the purification depends in Hashem, not in the mikveh. There are people that are going to mikveh every day and they're very contaminated people. Mikveh is not purifying them at all. Because the mikveh Hashem, Moshio be'etzara. If you're going to the mikveh, so Hashem is Moshio be'etzara. Hashem is purifying you. Like we said already, that it's written on the mikveh. Ma mikveh metaeret atmeim. The mikveh is purifying the contaminated people. Av HaKadosh Baruch Hu metaeret Israel. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is purifying Am Israel. So mikveh is purifying contaminated people. People that don't have faith, that are contaminated, so they think that their purification depends in the mikveh. So mikveh is purifying them. But Israel, the one that have complete faith in Hashem Yitbarach, they're being purified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aber HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaret Israel. They don't need mikveh. You don't have mikveh. So what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is purifying you. This is faith. Faith is that Hashem Yitbarach is with you. And Hashem Yitbarach is higher than all mikveh. Mikveh Arizal, mikveh Moshe Rabbeinu Zal. Oh, you can go to look for the mikveh of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Be'er Miriam, I don't know. You can go to Be'er Miriam in Tveria. Ari HaKadosh took the Rabbi Chaim Vital to Be'er Miriam in Tveria. He told him here in the Yam HaKineret, he told him here, you see here, this is Be'er Miriam. And he dipped there. Everyone that is dipping in Be'er Miriam, Oh Hashem. Go, swim, all the Tzlichat HaKineret, and swim all of the Kineret, side to side. After 70 years, you're going to be pure. Hopefully. V'chen Shabbat, and also in Shabbat, Ne'emar bo it been said, Ki hi mekor ha-beracha, it's source of blessing. So, ish emunot, a man of faith, is source of blessing, and also Shabbos is source of blessing. V'zeh shekatuv, and this is why it's written, Tzedek lefanav yehalech, that justice gonna go walk in front of him, v'chulei. Why justice? Ki yesh drachim rechavim, because there are wide paths. Shehem derech hakvusha l'arabim, that it's an open road, open way for the public for people. וכן יש שבילים, and also there are paths. וזה הדרך והשביל נמשך לכאן, and that road, that path is going to that direction. וזה לכאן, and that one is to the other side. ולכל דרך ושביל, and to every path and road, יש כנגדו בגלגלים, there's corresponding to it in the planets, דרך ושביל, a path and a road. וכן בין דרך לדרך גדל כאן הסבים, and between one path to the other, there are grass, there is grass that grows. כן יש גם כן, also there are נגד, corresponding to כל עשב ועשב, every grass and grass, כוכב שהוא כנגדו, one star that is above him. שהעשב גדל מכוחו, and that grass is growing because of his power that that star is giving to him. כמו שאמרו רבותינו זיכרונם לברכה, like that it's been written in מדרש רבה, רבותינו said, אין לך כל עשב ועשב, you don't have no grass, שאין לו כוכב וכולי, that he doesn't have a star that is telling him grow, that מכה בו ואומר לו גדל, that is hitting him and telling him you should grow. ולפעמים, and sometimes, כשאדם יש לו עיכוב וצער בדרך, when something is holding you back and you have a certain sorrow in your path, הוא מחמת, it's because שכנגד המקום הזה, that in front of, because above of that place, יש שם עיכוב בכוכב, something is holding back the star that's supposed to illuminate on your path, to open that path for you. Something going on, and you think that it's that man standing in front of you, and you blame it. You don't understand. It's the stars, something above you. And Hashem is leading the creation in a certain way, and Hashem haven't opened that path for you yet. And you see someone that is standing there, and you think that if you're going to remove that man, you're not able to remove that man. If you're going to bring tractors, you're going to bring the army, you're going to bring whatever, you're going to do. I don't know what ishtadlut, which kind of ishtadlut, you will not really be able to do that, because Hashem put him there because there is a star that haven't completed his mission over there, and he haven't went to the next part of his journey, cycle, and you have to wait, and you just have to wait. שאינו מאיר בשבילות, because that star is not illuminating in a perfect way yet. ועל כן, and this is why, התקנה לזה, to fix that, ליתן צדקה קודם שיצא לדרך, to give charity before he goes to a certain way. I want to tell you something else, that when you're giving charity, you should know that actually you're going to a certain way. If you gave money now to charity, you should know that actually Hashem Yitbarach, without telling you, he's taking you now somewhere else. He's opening something for you. Hashem, he doesn't wait until you're going to understand what he's doing with you to give you good things. Hashem wants to give you good things. So he's bringing something. It's written in the Zohar Kadosh that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu loves someone, he sends a poor person to his door. This is the gift. The gift is that someone poor came to you to ask for charity. Now you're going to give him money. This is a gift for you, not for the poor. For you it's a gift. So sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you something and you don't have the ability to understand where to go to and what to do, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to do that, so he lets you give tzedakah. And with that tzedakah that you just gave, Hashem is taking you somewhere. That tzedakah is lifting you to somewhere else, and suddenly you land in a more beautiful place, in some place that you can understand a lot more. Certain journey of learning faith, getting closer to Hashem Yitbarach. So to know the power of tzedakah is very, very huge. And you can tell about tzedakah, why the power of tzedakah is so huge, how you can learn that it's very huge, because it's very hard to give. Or that because you don't have, or because that you have fears and anxieties and a lot of yetzer hara on it, but to learn from the difficulty of it on the benefit, on the success, the growth that can come out from it. כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, צדק לפניו יהלך וישם לדרך פעמיו. That a man is doing צדק, צדק like צדקה, charity, before of him, before that he's going to go, וישם לדרך פעמיו. And then he's going, starting to walk in that path. get it. That's the ka, because by charity, Ya'ir HaKochav, the star going to start illuminating. Ki alidei tzedakah, because by charity, Me'irin HaGalgalim Kanal. The stars, the planets are illuminating. Need to fix that bug. Something is wrong with those. Not even now I don't remember it again. Mamash.
The system is dark.
Need to push reset.
Probably never worked.
What? Usually pour coffee on the keyboard and it fixes everything. I stopped drinking coffee, so what can I do? What?
What was your school?
I want to remember Hashem. Thank you for asking. Well, Ken, and this is why Al-Yedei HaTzedakah Shenoten, by the charity that you're giving, Yevatel Ikuvo Sheyesh Lo Be'aderech, you're going to cancel those things that are occupying you, that are stopping you in that path that you're walking in. Shenimshach Me'aikuv, that it's been pulled from that holding back that there is in the planets. Ve'akochavim Kanal, and the stars, like we learned. וזה שאמרו רבותינו, and this is what רבותינו זכרונם לברכה said in הגמרא מסכת אוריות, כוכב אחד, there is one star, שמטעה את הספינות, that mislead, misguide the ships, the boats. This is his job. The boats are counting on the כוכב הצפון, the north star, and there is one star that has got a job to make fun of everyone. All of the kvarnitim, the sailors, the navy. Hainu means, כשהספינה מגיעה תחת אותו כוכב, when that boat, that ship is coming under that star, אזי הספינה טועה בדרך, so that ship gonna mistake in their path. מחמת שזה הכוכב, because the dead star אינו מאיר בשלמות, is not illuminating in a perfect way. So what they should do? This is why it's written on the Sapanim Shem Kulam Chassidim. They were all Chassidim. Only faith in the sea. With no faith, you lost. Shemesh, sun, ubchinot brit. It's an aspect of covenant. Validei pgam brit, and by defecting the brit, en lanu maor haShemesh. We don't have the sun, the light of the sun. Kiim mar'e chama. Just only the sight of chama, of the sun. ועקום נקראים צל, and the non-Jews, the nations, they've been called shade, כמו שכתוב, like that it's written, הוי ארץ צלצל כנפיים, הוי means a sigh of ישעיה, a land, צלצל כנפיים, צלצל means two kinds of shade, of כנפיים, of wings, והם מכסים אור השמש, and they're covering the light of the sun, the non-Jews. This is their job in the world also, to cover the light of Hashem, the light of Am Yisrael in the world. And our job, our task, our mission, our purpose, it's what it's written in the verse, אז אהפוך אל העמים שפה ברורה. Then Hashem is going to turn over to all of the nations, to all of the non-Jews, to talk to them in a clear and understandable language, to teach them all to serve Hashem Yitzbarach and not to fight. The body is fighting, the physical body is fighting, the husks are fighting, they're arguing. A man that is not educated, that is not wise, he's arguing. He can argue with his rabbi, he can argue with someone that is trying to save his life. If someone is drowning, Baruch Hashem, unfortunately, I was a lifeguard in my different lifetime, and over there they taught us that if someone is drowning, so you have to jump and to swim under him and to save him from under him, because if you're going to come in his height, mamash, above the water, he's going to drown you, because he needs so much, and he's going to try to climb on you, and you have to take him against his will. He wants to go out, but he cannot think. Now he needs air, and he will not going to stop himself for nothing. So also the nations, they don't understand what they need. They need Am Yisrael. They need Am Yisrael to help them to build their cities, to develop their lives, to believe in Hashem. They need us. They need the Torah also, but they don't understand it. They just feel suffocated. And when they see Am Yisrael, they see that Am Yisrael have so much shefa, so much wisdom, so much everything, wealth and success, and they're getting crazy. They're saying, hey, it belongs to us, we need to have it. And this is why they're so angry at us. And this is why they want to kill us, to take our money, to take our children, to take... Because they have to have life. They have to... And actually, we have to admit that it's our fault. Really, it's our fault. Because we were not keeping our job. We were not influencing them. We were just closing ourselves. And we wouldn't support. And we would do averot and sins in the exile. And instead of illuminating and smiling to everyone, like Rabbi Yochanan, that no one ever told him hello, shalom aleichem, before of him, even a non-Jew in the market. Even Ishmaeli in Shuk Machne Yehuda, he would tell him, shalom aleichem, hello, how are you? Anishma, alan, wasalan. Whatever you need to tell him, that he's going to be happy. A Jew is smiling. A Jew is smiling to everyone. This is how it should be. If you're so from... Mamash, that your wife, she's afraid to talk to you, so you lost something you lost. Vezeo bechinot, and this is the aspect of what it's written, tzilzal kenafayim, the shade of those Jews, of those, they have now wings, they're covering the light. Mileshon, velo yikanef od morecha, and this is that promise that we have on the future, that in the future your rabbis, your teachers will not going to be under the wings anymore, means hidden. They're going to be revealed. They also going to be allowed to open their arms and to show and to reveal their light, because the righteous people, they have huge light, huge wisdom, huge knowledge, and they're not allowed to share it. They have amazing powers and they're not allowed to share it. They're not allowed to make miracles. They're not allowed to tell you things in Ruach HaKodesh to solve your problems. They're not allowed to. From heaven, they're not allowed to. And if they're trying to, Hashem is stopping them. Hashem is showing to them that it's not time yet, that it's not allowed yet, that it's not they're like handcuffed. They're prisoners. They're in exile. They're not allowed. But in the future, Hashem gonna set free to all of the prisoners, to all of Bat Zion, Bnei Zion Hayikarim. Vezeo bechinot, and this is an aspect of Mar'echa Ma'amuka Min Hatzel, that the sight of the sun is deeper than the shade. What it means? Ki af she Yisrael Ikar, that even though the Am Yisrael, they are the main thing, Al Kol Zeh, with all of that, even though Ha'akum, the non-Jews, the nations, Mechasin alehem, are covering for on them. Keilu kol haolam shelahem, like all of the world belong to them. Umechasin haolam bederech hateva, and they're covering the world with nature, with rules of nature. Ki me'emet, but really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu manig haolam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu manig haolam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He leads the world. Vehem, and they, Mechasim hanagat Hashem Yitbarach, they're covering the way of leadership of Hashem Yitbarach. Ke'ilu mitnaheg, like that it's behave, moving, chas v'shalom, al yedei ha'kochavim, by the stars, umazalot, constellations, batzman. Ach le'atid, but in the future to come, lavo, ya'avir otam, Hashem gonna remove them. Ve'az yekuyam, and then the verse is going to be what is written, sar tzilam, their shade is going to be removed. Ve'azay itgale or hashemesh, and then the sun, the light of the sun is going to be revealed. Bivchinot, in the aspect of what it's written, ve'zarcha lachem ir'e shemi shemesh, to you, the ones that are afraid of me, to the ones that the believers, my son, the son of my name. What it means, the son of my name, the light of my name. What it means, the light of my name, the light of the name of Hashem Yitbarach, is that Hashem, Hu Elokim, that Hashem means mercy, and Elokim, that it's judgments, it's all one. Ani Hashem Shemi, my name is Hashem, it's Havaya Baruch Hu, it's all mercy, that everything is good. This is going to be that illumination, this is going to be the light. That everyone gonna know Hashem, that Hashem is mercy. That even the hardest situations in the world, the most difficult situations in the world, It's all the mercy of Hashem Yitzbarach. This is what it means that the light of Hashem Yitzbarach is illuminating. If for you there is also Hashem and also Elohim, and it's two different things, if you have judgments and if you have kindness, so the light of the name of Hashem Yitzbarach is not illuminating in your life enough. Only when for you everything is good and you understand that it's all perfect, perfect, as is, Ramash, and not trying to change the reality and to take care of something and to do this and to do that, and you're not arguing anymore, and you just accept the love of Hashem and you just understand that it's all one, that it's all Him. Only then the real name of Hashem Yitzbarach is illuminating for you, and you know that it's all one, and you realize that it's all one. וזהו, and this is what it's written, ומרפא בכנפיה, that the wings are healing. היינו בחינת, in aspect of, ולא יכנף עוד מורך, that the rabbi, the teacher, is not going to be covered anymore. ואז יקוים, and then it's going to be, עדשית אויביך אדום לרגליך, that the enemy is going to be a stool under your legs, under your feet. היינו שהם יהיו למטה, means that they're going to be under. לא כמו שהיו מקודם, not like that they were before. מראה חמה, עמוקה, that they were looking so important. באברהם נאמר, on Abraham it been said, כחום היום, in the heat of that day, שהוא בחינות שמש, that it's an aspect, בחינת שמש, aspect of the sun. On based on what? Because of what? על ידי שמל, because he circumcised himself, ונתגלה הברית, and revealed the covenant. התפילה נקראת בחינת רגל. The prayer calls an aspect of a leg. Why Rabbeinu is saying that the prayer called an aspect of the leg? Because we said now that they're gonna be hadom leraglecha, under your legs. How are they gonna be under your legs? By the aspect of tefillah. Only by tefillah you can conquer your enemies. Only by tefillah. If someone thinks that by war and I don't know what, elections and politics and nonsense, he's going to achieve something, it's all wrong. Everyone should know the only weapon that we have is the weapon that our fathers, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, was holding, the art of our holy fathers, the weapon of tefillah. Rabbeinu said שהאדם צריך שיהיה לו אמונה בעצמו, that a man have to have faith in himself, שגם הוא חביב בעיני השם יתברך, that also he is very very nice in the eyes of השם יתברך, השם likes you very very much, loves you, כי לפי גדולת טובתו של השם יתברך, because according to how much השם is good, according to the greatness of the good of Hashem Yitbarach, גם הוא גדול וחשוב בעיניו יתברך, also you are very huge and very important in the eyes of Hashem Yitbarach, not because you're huge, because that Hashem Yitbarach is so kind, because Hashem Yitbarach is appreciate every small thing and every good point that you have is very important in the eyes of Hashem Yitbarach. Rabbeinu is saying, כי מי שיודע קדושת ישראל, and everyone that knows a little bit about the holiness of Am Israel, מאין הם לקוחים, where they came from, ויודע רוחניות ודקות של ישראל, and he knows spirituality and how gentle and pure are Am Israel, הוא יודע, he knows שישראל הם רחוקים לגמרי ואבון. He knows that Am Israel are very far from sins. Israel, it's not them for you. Israel, it's you for you. Israel, you should understand about yourself that you are very far from Avon. You're very far from sins. It's not logic that you're sinning. Something is wrong here. If you're sinning, something is totally wrong here. It's not your nature to sin. Am Yisrael are so holy and so thin and so gentle that are very totally far from sin. Ve'ein avon shayach lahem klal klal lo, and a sin is not belong to them at all not. Lefi godel kedushatam, because of the greatness of their holiness, mishotam, from their source, from their root. Ve'godel dakutam veruchaniyotam, because of how much they're spiritual and gentle. And all of the suffering that there are in the world, they're not counts as a burden at all, corresponding to the heavy burden of sins. Means that the suffering that each and every one of us have in his life is only because of the avonot. What it means because of the avonot? Because it's against your will. Because you're doing things and you chase after yourself after it, and you say to yourself, what have I done? What am I doing with myself? How can I waste my time chasing after nonsense, fighting on my honor, on respect, on money, on justice, on shliyot? In the end, you're just losing. Like that we heard from Kalman Nachman, our best friend, Alav HaShalom, that he told his son-in-law, who was it? One of his family. He told him, in every argument that you won with your wife, that you win, you lost. Mm-hmm. You lost. You won in that argument, but you lost your wife. The avonot, the sins, means separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is something that is not acceptable. It's something that we want to puke, it's something that we want to kill, it's something that we want to reject. We cannot stand ourselves when we're sinning. Some people fell so much into it that they don't understand what's going on inside of them. They have two wills. They feel they have such a stupid body that is forcing them to do so many nonsense, and they don't understand why life are forcing them to fall and to sin and to lie and to cheat and to chase after shtuyot, and to sleep so many hours, and to eat so much food, and to wash so many nonsense, and all of the time to take care of your comfort and quiet, and the neshama inside is something so different, totally different. The neshama just wants to be united with Hashem. This is it, this is you. You're a Jew, this is it. Finita la commedia. This is it. Only eternal love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a Jew. A Jew just wants Hashem. He just loves Hashem. He just wants to think about Hashem. He wants to pray. He wants to do tshuva. If he made something wrong, chas v'shalom. And even if he made tshuva, he's coming again to apologize. And he's asking, are you sure that I haven't hurt you? Really, you sure? Really, I didn't mean to do no harm, nothing. I'm sorry, I really am. He's so far from sin, so far from Avon. The soul of the neshama is part of Hashem Yitbarach, it's divine. It's light, it's beyond light, it's not physical. Light is physical thing. Light is something that you can measure. It's from here, it's from this world. We're calling light to spiritual light because we don't know how to describe it, that someone gonna understand but we're spiritual, we're not here, we're not belong, we're in prison. So now you're in prison and you're going to chase after yourself because someone put bars on your head. But it's not your fault, you're just locked in a jar and they close the cap. And this is it, you see? I need you with me. Cannot hold on without you, Abraham. I'm going to manage without you, Abraham. And what can you do? Now you're trapped in a box, in a jar. And this is it. You cannot go. If someone's gonna open it, all right, you're gonna fly away. But now you're in prison. You cannot do nothing. You have tavat ni'uf. You have tavat achila. You have tavat mamon. You have tavat kavod. You cannot do nothing. I'm going to tell you the truth. You cannot do nothing to get rid of that tava. You cannot. Let's try. Let's get rid of our ta'ava, the smallest one. Let's get rid of anger. Let's get rid of ta'avat kavod, of ta'avat mamon, of ta'avat achila. Smallest one, ta'avat achila. Is there something smaller than ta'avat achila? What is the damage that you're going to cause in the world by ta'avat achila? You're going to eat two steaks. You're going to eat two pizza, five pizza. What are you going to do? Nothing happened. Oh, is that ta'avat achila? Drink milkshake and after eat, you eat toast and ice cream. What happened? Nothing happened, really. Spend few more shekels. Let's get rid of that. You cannot. Try. You cannot. 1 year, 2 years. If you were going to work hard, in the end, you're going to see you in Barburger over there after 2 years. Ezer mefatze et atzvecha? Mefatze, ezer mefatze. Come, what?
Cut.
No, mefatze, mefatze. Compensate yourself. On 2 years of fasting, I'm going to see you running to restaurants and I don't know. Hope not to see you in McDonald's. So you don't have the power. Without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot conquer the Yetzer Hara. But you should know something amazing. Rav Amram said to the angel of death, even though that you're made out of fire and I'm made out of flesh and bones, Ana adif na minach, I'm better than you. You can kill me, you're made out of fire, I cannot stop you, but I'm better than you. Because I have something else, I have free choice. I have neshama inside of myself. I'm part of Hashem. I'm not just a messenger of Hashem. I am Hashem. I am part of Hashem. I am son of Hashem. I am the son of Hashem. You can be the minister. You can be the one that's in charge on the treasure. You're not going to give me no parnasa. You're not going to give me money. You're not going to let me see the king. You're not going to let me in the city. You're not going to exile me. You're the general. You're going to be whatever. But you cannot erase my name, that I am the son of Hashem, that I am the son of the king. Nothing gonna erase that. I am the son of the king, and this is it. That me and the king, we are one. You can fight, you can deny me, you can make stories, you can say that Hashem chosen him, and he threw us away, and he's not looking at us anymore. All many ideas that you want in the world. Truth, there is only one. A father never abandoned his kids. A father look and running and chasing after his children. And they're important to him. Kebavate no, like that a man is guarding his eyes. Hashem is guarding us. He loves us. And nothing gonna separate us from him. And even if they're gonna take our lives, they just made a favor for us. Immediately the neshama rising to Hashem Yitbarach and reunited with Hashem Yitbarach, like Rabbi Akiva and his friends, like Rabbi Ishmael and like Rabban Gamliel, like all of the tzaddikim sacrifice themselves for Hashem Yitbarach. And when we are praying on Am Yisrael, and when we are praying, we should know you're not counting on yourself. You're not coming based on your merits, on your zchuyot, on your limud Torah to ask requests from Hashem Yitbarach. You're coming with thousands of years of prayers, of Torah, of Mesirut Nefesh, of blood, of tears that backs you up, that support your requests. And when you're coming to approaching to Hashem and telling him, Ribono Shel Olam, save Am Israel, you're not coming as an individual. You're a messenger, you're the voice of all of the ones that died in the Holocaust, all the ones that died in the Inquisition, and all of the ones that died in all of the pogroms, all of the wars, in the destruction of Beit HaMikdash Rishon, Beit HaMikdash Sheni. You're just the next link. You're just the next link. You're a messenger of all, the voice of all of Am Yisrael. It's the voice of Am Yisrael that is screaming from inside. We want Hashem, we want Hashem, we want Hashem, we want to do tshuva, we want to learn Torah, we want to pray, we want to do tshuva, we want shalom bayit, we want educated kids, we want happiness, we want joy, we want love, we want support, we want wealth, we want happiness, everything. We want pleasant, we want good, we want you Hashem. Tov Hashem lakol, Hashem is good for everything. Hashem is good for parnasa, Hashem is good for shalom bayit, Hashem is good for everything. We just need to pray and to pray and to pray and to know that we're messengers of Hashem. And we're just keeping His will. And to know that Hashem wants to give you more than you want to ask. When you have prayers in your mouth, when your heart is lightning, mamash, you have fire in your heart to talk, you should know that Hashem is making your heart now to burn, to light. Hashem wants your tefillot. Hashem wants to answer already. Like a rabbi with students, that he wakes the student to ask questions. Like a father that is waking his sons to ask him that he's going to be able to answer. More than the calf wants to nurse the cow, she wants to feed him. It's mamash the same. Hashem wants to save us a lot more than we want to be saved. If they're going to tell you what's going to be in the Geulah Shlema, you're going to understand. One of the tzaddikim said that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not showing to us the reward, what the benefit, our growth in spirituality, is because that even if we're going to see the light of the smallest mitzvah of them all, we're going to be so satisfied from what that we achieved that we were not going to move another step in Avodat Hashem. You're going to see what you achieved until now, it's going to be a crazy light. You're going to see such an amazing light, you're going to say, this is it. I don't want nothing else. This is it. Thank you. Thank you. This is it. You're going to stop from working. But now that you cannot see, you just wish for more. And you're doing more tshuva. And you're achieving more. And another kedusha, another gemara, another Torah, another tefillah, another tshuva, another level, another level. And you achieve more and more and more. The illumination of the will, Arat HaRatzon, to work on that. Work on that in your Yitbadadiyot. Ask from Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem, let me want you. Let me think about you. Erase all of my avonot. Let me believe that you can erase all of my avonot. Let me be clean. Let me pray. Let me be pure. Let me pray. Let me talk to you, Hashem. The proof for purification is that you talk to Hashem. That you have words. Kol adomet Torah lishma, everyone that learns Torah lishma means for Hashem Yitbarach, zoche lidvarim arbe. Achieve a lot of things. What are those dvarim things? Elu diburim. Those are words. Take things with you. Which things? Elu diburim. Those are words. Veshuvu el Hashem. And do tshuva. If you do tshuva, it means that you learn Torah lishma. If in the end of Limud Torah you're not doing tshuva, it means that you're not lomed Torah lishma. In the Beit Midrash, you finish learning, you have to have such a crazy desire to run to the field, to talk to Hashem Yitbarach on it. Masha'olam. Masha'olam. What's going to be with me? Masha'olam. Let me be part of those Chachamim. Let me have the wisdom of the Gemara Kedosha. Let me be holy like those Tanaim, like those Amoraim, like Abotenu Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.